Right now, let's bring in Mike Causey. Mike, the no-hitters keep coming in baseball this year.
It's not because the pitching's better.
You're funny. Bill Krasowski yesterday sent me a little text message, and I don't have it in front of me right now. But Bill's a big baseball fan, always has been. You know, he writes a column every week on it, on baseball history. And the strikeout ratio in Major League Baseball is at a frightening level. And
like the inflation rate in Venezuela.
It's absolutely amazing. And what's something that you've been talking about for years, and even Mickey Mantle said it before he died, is that baseball players now are basically judged on, not except for pitchers, how many home runs they can hit.
Mm-hmm. How many strikeouts they get.
It's a strikeout. It used to be if you had a high strikeout ratio, you didn't play.
Remember Dave Kingman?
Yeah.
For the Mets?
Yeah.
He used to hit quite a few home runs.
Yeah.
Today he would be considered a superstar.
Yeah.
But the knock with Dave Kingman was he'd strike out over 200 times a year.
And it's, you know, and you look at it, I'm not taking anything away from the pitchers that get these no-hitters. Not taking nothing away. But it's the record in Major League Baseball for a year is 8. They have 7 so far this year in May. In May.
Yeah, it's a joke. It's an absolute joke. It's the approach to baseball now. And believe it or not, it trickles all the way down to high school because we're having such a hard time with our high school players this year because they all drop their shoulder and try to launch the ball instead of just hitting the ball. And we've been losing games lately because of that. And they don't want to change and they don't want to listen because they watch TV and they see these guys do it. Baseball has become, as we said, nothing more than a video game where pitchers strike out, home hitters hit home runs, and that's basically all you see in baseball. The fundamentals are gone. There's no base running anymore. There's no bunting. There's no hitting runs. There's no hitting behind a runner. None of that. All of that's gone. It's not baseball anymore. It's something that resembles baseball, but it's not baseball. And when people played and I played, and when you struck out 2-3 times a game, you went into seclusion because you stunk. Nowadays, it's like, oh, well, I could strike out 8 times, I'll hit one home run, and I'm a superstar. It's ridiculous. Just think. Think of all the home runs that the number that they came out with, which I just don't remember. There's 27 outs in the game. If you take those numbers and divide it by 27, how many games are nothing but strikeouts? Nothing but strikeouts. That's I'm a pitcher. I'm a former pitcher, and I think it's awful. It's not because the pitching's better. It's because the way the approach is at the plate is completely changed. It's not baseball anymore. And like you said, taking nothing away from these guys that throw in no-hitters. The no-hitters is an accomplishment. But it's a lot easier to do that today than it was 20 years ago.
And people talk about the shifts are bad for baseball. Well, if people would learn how to hit to the opposite field like they used to do or bunt, guess what? The shifts would go away. The shifts would go away.
I mean, they always tell you the difference between hitting 260 and 300 is 20 hits. Huh. Well, guess what? You can get an extra 40 hits with those shifts.
Yeah.
And they refuse to do it. The players refuse to do it. And management can't make them do it because the players tell them, I don't get paid to hit singles. No, you get paid to win baseball games. And by you taking the single instead of being a stubborn fool and trying to hit into a shift or trying to launch a ball 420 feet and just take a little ground ball single the other way to win a baseball game, that's what you get paid to do. You get paid to win baseball games. The entire philosophy of baseball is destroyed.
Bill Krasowski just sent me a message. Otani, whoever that is, he bunted against the shift yesterday. I did see that highlight. I did see that highlight on Major League Baseball and just blew the shift away by doing that.
And let's go to Otani again for a second. Ohtani is everything baseball doesn't want it to be. He's a guy that pitches and a guy that hits as a DH elsewhere. Okay? All of a sudden, a pitcher is going to be the MVP of the league, and Ohtani's going to be the MVP of the league. He leads the league in home runs. He's hitting around 300, and he can pitch, and he wins. And they're saying what a great specimen he is. Well, you know what? Everybody can do that. Most of these pitchers were shortstops and outfielders in college baseball besides pitchers. A lot of them used to be. Now everybody's a specialist, so there were a lot of Ohtanis around. Bobby Thigpen, who's probably has the record for saves with the White Sox. He was a right fielder for Mississippi State and one of the best hitters on the team. And then he went to the major leagues and he became a closer, never touched the bat again. Because Ohtani was allowed to do it in Japanese baseball, he came over here and did it. Imagine if Madison Bumgarner took batting practice every day, how he could hit. Imagine if DeGrom took batting practice every day, how he could hit. He might be the best hitter on the Mets. You know DeGrom was a shortstop when he played in college besides a pitcher? No. How many people know that?
I didn't know that, no.
I mean, it's the philosophy of baseball is destroyed. It's terrible. Pitchers, they're making big deals about no-hitters, but yet they're worried about pitch counts about guys going five innings. Yeah. They just contradict themselves every time.
And, of course, we had a no-hitter that's not even included in the stats this year.
Yeah, Bumgarner's wasn't allowed because his don't count because it was seven innings. The Major League Baseball made the game seven innings, and that was the end of it. They don't recognize it. So I want to see what happens if somebody's pitching a no-hitter through, say, seven or eight innings, and then all of a sudden it rains and the game gets canceled. Are they going to say that doesn't count either? Mm. Baseball is I don't know. I don't know what they're doing, but they've lost their mind. 61-foot pitching mound. I mean, come on, man. What are they doing here?
You just, like, you know, go back to the fact that, you know, you got to have baseball players come up that can learn how to bunt, learn how to hit the other way. I'm not talking about consistently. You don't have to be the world's best baseball player, but you should be able to if you're a professional baseball
player. Fundamentally sound.
That's good. You should be able to do the fundamentals. All right.
Fundamentally sound. It's fundamentals is a thing that's stricken from baseball lingo. You got exit velocity and spin rate, but but the main thing of doing the right things and playing baseball has been stricken from the vocabulary. Fundamentals is gone.
All right, let's go to hockey. The Penguins and Islanders. Pittsburgh now leads that series 2-1. They beat the Islanders 5-4 last night.
Yeah, the Islanders, they're not playing in the playoffs like they did last year. When they got a lead last year, they locked it up. This year, as soon as they get a lead or tie a game, since they've been playing from behind so much against Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh comes right back and pumps one in. I don't know what the difference is between last year and this year, but the Islanders are up against the wall right now, even though it's 2-1. Pittsburgh took back home ice advantage with the win last night, and if they don't win their next game, the series is over.
All right, tonight, following the local teams, the Bruins are taking on the Capitals. The Bruins lead that series 2-1.
And the Caps haven't been good this year.
No, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Hey, how about the Knicks? When was the season over? Sunday?
Yeah.
They don't play their first game to this Sunday.
No, because they've got this. The way they're doing the play-in round is they're only like having one or two games a day. I mean, like yesterday, the Heat beat the Heat are playing the Bucks. Pardon me. That is happening up. The Mavericks still have to play the Clippers tomorrow. Tomorrow at 8:00, the series begins. But the playoffs round one begins.
Oh, the Knicks?
No, the Celtics.
The regular series?
Yeah, the regular series begins. I think tomorrow or the day after. But they've only been playing these one or two games. It's just crazy. You know, it's just crazy. That's all you can say. But
yeah, it's bizarre, man. Everything's bizarro world.
It's the sports world we live in today. It's the world we live in today.
Yes, yeah, sports world. Sports caught up to the rest of the world. They're nuts too.
Hey, Mr. Big Money? The past couple of weekends and big races. What do we have coming up, horse racing wise?
Not many big races. I got two races that I got here. One at Churchill and one at Belmont, but neither of them are graded stakes. They're just a bunch of overnights. So the ninth race at Churchill, which is a night card. excuse me. This race will be at 10 o'clock tomorrow night. Allergies are so bad the last couple of days. Oh, my God. The eight-horse Delta's Kingdom looks like the best horse in the race. It's the favorite, trained by Billy Mott. This is a mile-and-a-half race on the turf. It's called the Kirtana, who was a former horse that was pretty decent. Now they have a stakes race named after him. It's only $110,000. New York runs allowance races for $110,000, so it's not a big, big race. Delta's Kingdom should sit right off the pace and get the job done here tomorrow. This horse has never won at the distance, but has run against much better quality horses at the distance. So I think Delta Kingdom breaks in and gets the first win at the marathon distance. Two other horses I'm looking at. One is the 10 Galica. This horse has only run the distance once. Ran fifth in the Bewitch at Keeneland. 3-1 tentatively used that horse. If a horse can upset, it might be the two-horse First Course trained by Vicky. First Course trained by Vicky Oliver. This horse has never broken into the numbers that these other horses have run. One last time out, it's going to be real hard to improve to the level of Delta Kingdom and Delica. But if you want to take a shot, the two First Course is the horse to take a shot with. So in the Kirtana, Delta's Kingdom, I think, wins. And you can go with the 2 and the 10 to try to make some money with an exacta. The ninth race at Belmont tomorrow is a mile on the turf. The Seek again, another $100,000 race. So it's not a lot of money here. A couple horses I'm looking at. Down on the rail, Epic Dreamer hasn't been running since the middle of March at Tampa when this horse won at a mile. That was a two-turn mile. All the mile races at Belmont are 1 mile. And this is on the widener. So this horse has some late kick. Has improved the last two races with blinkers, and the win with at Tampa on the turf came with blinkers. 12-1 is a decent price on this horse. The 7-horse Decorated Invader, trained by Clement, has the class of the race at 5-2. Doesn't necessarily have to win. Second race off a layoff. They might be looking for better things down the road from this horse. This might just be another tightener. And another horse I think can really do a good job is the 8-horse Olympic Runner. 4 starts at the mile distance with a win in 2 seconds. Has only run once at Belmont last time out. Going 7 furlongs. Showed some late foot here. Got a tough trip by Trevor McCarthy. Gets a jockey change to Johnny Velasquez, and that's a big plus for this horse. So I'm going to take a shot here with Olympic Runner, who's 10-1, and I'm going to use the 7 Decorated Invader and the 1 Epic Dreamer to make some exactas and tries with it. So kind of like a lull between races here this weekend, but Churchill has a night card, which should be pretty interesting tomorrow.
All right, Mike, have a great weekend, and we'll check with you on Monday.
Yeah, we'll see how the Knicks fare on Sunday night.
All right, take care.
Take care, guys.
Mike Causey, a check on sports. We have Pat Pagano coming up with a check on our tri-state forecast in just a few minutes.